Rescuers in Arkansas are searching the Little Missouri River and massive piles of debris. They're looking for a missing girl after a flash flood struck a campground. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports on the aftermath of a flood that killed at least 19 people.
Brothers Travis and Ricky Branch are powerful, athletic men, members of the local volunteer fire department, and certified divers. They spent the morning searching the bottom of the Little Missouri River and are taking a short break for lunch before they head back. Their work is treacherous because the bottom is filled with camping gear and the contents of RVs that were ripped apart by the water, their guts spewing down the river for miles. Travis Branch says feeling along the bottom, diving into holes, reaching inside of objects they can't see is emotionally draining.
It's a mess. There's tents, coolers, everything you can think of for campsites down in. It's heartbreaking. You know that there was people in all that, and you don't know what if they're still there.
The water is a cold 60 degrees, and the divers wear wetsuits. They walk, stumble, crawl, and swim. This is day three, and visibility underwater is slowly starting to clear as the river cleans itself. Ricky Branch says it's a surreal experience, with danger lurking underfoot and above their heads, sights that are hard to believe.
There's one place we just went, and there was what's left of like a trailer house, probably 30 foot long. The frame and the floor's there, and the rest of it's up in the trees.
Authorities say there is one more victim to be found.
In the bends of the river, it makes big horseshoe bends, and there's deep holes of water. That's where we're going to start hitting after lunch.
If there is danger for the divers in the river, there's plenty of misery for the searchers on the riverbank who are on foot.
Trees entwined, vines, bamboo, snakes, I mean, you name it, it's in there. You may move a quarter mile in an hour, you may move a quarter mile in 2 or 3 hours.
Rob McMillan drove in from Texarkana. He's been camping in the Ouachita National Forest for more than 30 years. He and his wife felt compelled to try to do something for the families who lost so much.
The main thing is just we couldn't stand it. We thought of the children, people's families, and I've got grandkids and everything, small kids, you know, 4 or 5 years old. Just anything we can do to give them some kind of closure.
One searcher yesterday was overcome by heat. A rescue then had to be mounted, which was no mean feat, because most of this terrain cannot be accessed by motorized vehicles. The searchers work in groups with one walkie-talkie between them.
We kind of stay grouped where we can see each other, you know, whatever group we're in. We stay within hollering distance, and like we had a dog with us yesterday, so that helped a lot, that could hit on things.
Many of those killed were vacationing from Texas and Louisiana. Two families from Gloucester, Louisiana, the Smith and Bassinger families, who were camping together, were particularly devastated. Candace Smith lost her 30-year-old husband, Anthony, along with 2-year-old Caitlin and 5-year-old Joey. Carrie Bassinger also lost her husband, Shane. 6-year-old Kinsley Bassinger drowned, and their 8-year-old daughter, Jaden, remains missing. Two families, 5 dead, 1 missing, and 2 women who will never be the same. Wade Goodwin, NPR News in Southwest Arkansas.